Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Maseches Baba Basra. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph in Maseches Baba Basra. Hashutafin Shratu Lasos Mechitza B'chatzar Baru Nasa Kosel Be'emtza. If you have two partners in a chatzar and they want to split and divide, and each one is going to take half of the chatzar, so they want to make a mechitza in that chatzar, so they build that wall Be'emtza, meaning it's the Bar Tanur explains we're talking about a chatzar that is so tiny that it does not have a din chaluka, meaning having a din chaluka means that each party would get 4 amos by 4 amos if it were divided, and therefore one can force the other to divide the chatzer. But if it's smaller than that, where each one is going to get a smaller portion, neither can force the other to divide. So that's why it's sharatzu, that they want to divide the chatzer. So once they want to divide the chatzer, each one can force the other to now build a mechitza so that they will have a proper privacy in that chatzer. So where do they build that wall? Right on the center line between the two properties. Makom shnagel livnos kavil gazes kfisin levenim bonim hakol kaminag medina. As far as what type of brick to use and how wide that brick should be, because if you use a wider brick, it takes up more space in the chatzer. You follow the minag medina, and the Mishnah mentions different types of stones that are that have a variety of widths, ranging from 6 tefachim to three tefachim, I believe. Bigvil zendos, and we're about to see bigvil zendos. If they're using gvil, each one gives up 3 tefachim of their property to accommodate the wall that is being built, because it is a 6 tefach wide wall. But gazes, if they're using a gazes type of stone, each one gives up 2.5 tefachim of their property to accommodate the wall, because it's a 5 tefach wall. Bikfisin, if they're using kfisin, each one gives up 2 tefachim of their property to accommodate the wall, because it is a 4 tefach wall. Bilevenim, if they're using levenim, zenosin tefachum mechza. Each one gives up 1.5 tefachim of their property to accommodate the wall. Lefichach nafal hakosel hamakom avanim shal shneim. Since each of them contributed toward the wall and contributed toward the property that the wall is being built on, if that wall were to one day come down and one of them were to claim, oh, the whole thing is mine, the whole property that it was on is mine, and all the materials are mine, we would not believe him. We would he would have to bring a raya to that, because we would assume that it was done the way it's always done, where each party contributes equally. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, v'chein begina makom shnagel ligdar mechayvin. So when it comes to a regular gina, if it's, we assume that that has the same status as a makom shnagel ligdar, is a place where they have a minhag to build a wall, and therefore as someone who buys a property in a garden, in that neighbor's his friend's garden, they can force each other to build a wall. Aval bebika, but if it's in an open field, a stam bika, so then we assume it's makom shnagu shelo ligdar. We assume that a stam bika is a place where people do not build a fence, and therefore ein mechayvin oso. Neither party could be mechayv the other one to build a fence. And if you want to build a fence and your neighbor doesn't want to, so build it on your own property and pay for it yourself. So all the materials are going to come from you, and all of the land that's being given up is going to come from you. How is anyone going to know in the future that it was all your money that paid for it, and therefore all these building materials are yours and this property is yours? So what do we say? You could build it on your own property, but make some sort of simin on the wall on the outside, and that will be a clear signal that you paid for it. Lefichach, and since it is now clearly defined as yours, im nafal hakosel v'amakom v'avanim shelo. If the wall falls down, the space that the wall took up, as well as the materials that made the wall, are yours. Im asu midas shnehen, if they both built it together, they both decided they want to build it, even though it's a makom that the minig is not to build it. Bonu nasa kosel b'amtzav osun chazis mikan u'mikan. So then they could build the wall in the middle, and they can make a signal, whatever you call it, a marker on either side of the wall. The fear, as opposed to not making any marker, they make what, so that to prevent the other guy from just putting a marker on one side of it. So as opposed to not making any marker, they make a marker on either side of the wall. The fichach nafal hakosel, and therefore if the wall falls down, hamakom avanim shel shneihem. If it had a marker on either side, that's an indication that they both paid for it and that they both gave up property for it. And therefore, when it falls down, you would split the property and you would split the building materials. So to review what we learned today, we learned in the first Mishnah that if two people in a chatzar want to divide their chatzar, they can force each other to build a wall, and the building material they use should be whatever the customary building material is, and we assume that they're each giving up half of the amount of property and half of the materials, and therefore if the wall ever falls down, they will split it. In Mishnah Beis, we said that in a garden, we assume that the minig is to build a wall, but in a bikkur, we assume the minig is not to build a wall, so therefore you cannot force your neighbor. If you want one, you're going to have to do it yourself and pay for it yourself and give up the property yourself, and therefore or if it falls down, you get to keep it all, as long as you signified that by making a chazis mibachutz that it was yours. But if both parties in the bika are interested in making a wall, they can make a chazis on either side of it, and therefore they could both equally contribute to it, and therefore when it falls down, they would split it between themselves. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.